In the game of chess, players often work through long sequences of what ifs before making even a single move. What if I move here? What will my opponent do? What if my opponent moves there? What will I do? What if I capture that knight? Will I be captured in return? With just a few quick glances at the board, a grandmaster might be able to visualize dozens of strategic possibilities, even 6 or 7 or 8 moves into the future of the game, based on many what-if scenarios. Chess is a game of what if. We consider what if just about every time we are faced with a decision. What if I buy a new car? Will I be able to afford the insurance and maintenance? What if I go to college? Will I have the time to study and apply myself to the task? Asking what if can sometimes help us from being careless and reckless. But too much what if can get us into mental trouble too. I think you know what I mean. How many of you have trouble turning off the what ifs in your mind when they start spinning out of control? For instance, a friend doesn't say hi to you between classes like usual. What if he's angry at me for something? What if I made him upset, but I don't know why? What if he never talks to me again? What if I can't find another good friend I can talk to like that one? What if my other friends start ignoring me? What if I lose all my friends? What if I never had any friends to begin with? Or suppose you are struggling with your schoolwork. What if I can't pass this class? What if I need to pass it in order to go to college? What if I can't get the schooling that I need to get a good job? What if I can't find a place to live because I can't get a job? And so in your own mind, you're already homeless because you got a C minus on your history test. What if? What if? What if? Many times the what ifs that cause us such stress have a pretty low chance of actually happening the way we imagine they will. And the things that tie us in knots aren't even necessarily big things by themselves, but they can still make us afraid to the point we can hardly function. And that fear is very real. The what-ifs over our sins can be the most frightening. What if people find out what I've done? What if I get so embarrassed that I just can't go on? What if people don't forgive me? What if God doesn't forgive me? What if? What if? What if? And it just goes on. In Psalm 27, verse 10, King David suggests an especially frightening what if. If my father and mother abandoned me, what if your parents turned against you and said, "We've decided we don't love you anymore"? What if people upon whom you depend the very most in your life suddenly withdrew their support for you? What if you went home at the end of the school year to find out there was no home for you anymore? That you had been left alone and on your own? What if? The answer from God's word to even the worst what ifs, is filled with comfort. Here in Psalm 27, the answer is this: if my father and mother abandoned me, the Lord would take me in. What if nobody in the world would have you? What if you lost everything? What if even your family left you? The Lord would take you in. The Lord would see to your care. The Lord is the stronghold of your life. The Lord would bring you through the deep waters and the dark days. It doesn't matter what your what if is. The Lord is there on the other side of it. What if you did something that embarrassed you in front of everyone else? The Lord would take you in. What if you contracted the worst disease you can imagine? The Lord would take you in. What if your friends turned against you for something that you didn't really do or wasn't your fault? The Lord would take you in. What if you couldn't handle the pressure of school and you just fell apart and your grades collapsed in a huge heap on the floor? The Lord would take you in. What if you made such a string of bad choices that your sins were just hanging like a noose around your neck, and no matter where you looked and what you did, all you could think about was the guilt of what you had done? The Lord would take you in. Take you in and forgive you for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ. The death of Jesus cleanses each ugly stain, the worst of the worst, and guarantees that the Lord will take you in. You will not always be able to stop your mind from chasing crazy what-if scenarios. And if you're an anxious person, your anxieties may not all just vanish the way that you wish they would. But whatever what-ifs you are afraid of, however small or large they may be, I can promise you that for every single one, the Lord will take you into His loving arms and hold you, caring for you with all His love. Amen. Let's sing some Paul Gerhardt, hymn 523, verses 7 and 8. 523, the last two verses.